This is Stephen Strang. Welcome to the Strang Report podcast. I'm so happy to share with you the column that I wrote in the August issue of Charisma Magazine. I do this every month, and I thought that it would add something to my podcast because I talk about my new book. By the way, it'll be out in just a couple of weeks, and I want to encourage you to go online and pre-order it. You can, of course, go to Amazon.com, but it's better to go to my website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com. That's all one word, S on the end of books, where if you go there, it tells you how you can get $120 worth of free stuff, mostly digital stuff. And I don't remember all the details, but it's my book, God and Donald Trump. It's The Harbinger by Jonathan Cahn. It's Pat Robertson's new autobiography. These are the audio books. Also a Charisma Magazine subscription for 1 year. There's some other goodies. There's some things that you can read in advance. There's an interesting trailer for the book. Lots of stuff if you go to my website, SteveStrangBooks.com. The pre-orders are beginning to go up. And I'm told by the people who handled this that Amazon has some kind of algorithm and they order books based on how many pre-orders. So you're really helping us to get the word out. I believe this is the most important book I've written. So now, without further ado, here is me reading my column from the August issue of Charisma talking about Dr. Stella Manuel and her important book that's coming up, which I'll do a podcast about later.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
When Dr. Stella Emanuel stepped to the microphone in Anaheim, California in mid-July at the Reawaken America rally, the atmosphere changed from political rally to church service. Already, the crowd of enthusiastic conservatives brought together by Clay Clark cheered in anticipation of speakers such as Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and Julie Mikovits, and others. Dr. Emanuel, originally from Cameroon but practicing in Houston, Texas, is one of the frontline doctors who believe, based on research and experience, that treatments such as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin actually help COVID-19 patients get well. They also question the safety and effectiveness of the vaccines. For this, they have been consistently canceled by the medical establishment and the secular media. I included an entire chapter of my new book, God and Cancel Culture, called Controlling People Through COVID-19. One of my main sources was Dr. Emanuel, whom I quote extensively. Not only is Emanuel a successful physician with an active practice, but she is also a spirit-filled Christian, a prophet, and founder of Firepower Ministries in Katy, Texas. She devotes her life and resources to teaching believers everywhere to identify the sources of spiritual weakness, deception, and defeat, to learn the strategies of warfare to enable them to get and maintain their freedom. Clay Clark invited other medical experts to speak at his Anaheim event. In fact, Health and Freedom, his original title for the rallies, which began in Tulsa, Oklahoma in April, reflect that focus. The event struck a chord, and Clark is now taking them around the country under the name Reawaken America, recommended by Flynn, one of the tour's main speakers. In Anaheim, Dr. Emanuel went beyond her role as respected doctor and moved into spiritual warfare. She said, "The church is the only entity that can fight this battle, and we have been missing in action," she said in full preacher mode. She added a spiritual dimension to the Reawaken America tour. At the rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which took place in mid-August when this issue was being mailed, I joined the tour to speak on cancel culture. I also hosted my first meet and greet, and I look forward to future events in Colorado Springs, September 24 and 25, and San Antonio, November 11th through 13th. I watched the 8-hour Anaheim event online, and I thought Emanuel was the most exciting speaker there, As I interviewed her and did further study on the truth behind the cancel culture's lies, I became persuaded that she had a message to get out. So when she approached me about her new book entitled Let America Live, Exposing the Hidden Agenda Behind the 2020 Pandemic, My Journey, I was excited to do so, even though no other publisher would touch it. Even some of my own staff said publishing the book was too risky because we might get in the crosshairs of the cancel culture crowd. But I read the manuscript and realized it's a carefully researched book and will open many people's eyes to the cancel culture. Charisma will cover it more extensively next month and online after it releases September 27th. Emmanuel has treated more than 7,000 coronavirus-infected or symptomatic patients at her Houston clinic and online via telemedicine, and of that number, only 8 have died, all of whom were in advanced stages of the disease. She has also put over 20,000 patients, including me, on prophylaxis. In her book, she writes, "These results beg the question, why have the United States government and the Centers for Disease Control made a concerted effort to conceal the truth about hydroxychloroquine, arguably COVID-19's most effective treatment? Not only have government-sponsored and political organizations been trying to pull the wool over the nation's collective eyes concerning hydroxychloroquine, going so far as to mock, discredit, and even villainize those who, like me, have become vocal advocates of it, but I am now fully convinced that there exists an evil, diabolical conspiracy of widespread cover-up and misinformation to mislead Americans and people around the world concerning the truth about COVID-19, including where it came from and how to treat it," end quote. I hope you will want to read this important book and plan to attend one of Clay Clark's Reawaken America tours. Register to obtain your ticket at this link, reawakenamerica.charismamag.com, and receive a special pricing and the opportunity to attend a meet and greet with me when a member of Clark's team calls you. I'd love to meet you and to sign a copy of my new book, God and Cancel Culture.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.